Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Turchin. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Otto Denning. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Namek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Namek. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. And now, play ball. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Turchin trying to get to third. Culberson throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Turchin for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Fox steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Turchin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. One out. Mike Namek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namek strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Turchin hits a line drive towards first. Lupien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson bunts towards first. Denning scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Hewson moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Denning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor bunts for a double play. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Namek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namek is 0 for 1 in the game. Namek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to second for the out. Rosar moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Turchin hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewson takes first base on ball 4. Peacock moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Turchin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peacock moves to third. Hewson moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Hewson scores. Fox moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to first to double up Cullenbein. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock is walked intentionally. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-2 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denning moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to third for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Allie Reynolds. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox bunts towards third. Turchin fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr is walked intentionally. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to third. Doerr moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor is walked intentionally. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazor strikes out. There goes Doerr. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Tabor. Here's the throw, and he's safe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Turchin is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbein moves to second. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houston takes first base on ball 4. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Bagby pinch hits for Joe Heving. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.